Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I find this to be very strange. It's on our Facebook page, but in Alabama's school's plan, to curtail vaping, which is becoming just awful.
We cannot even keep up every day with the new stories that we have had. And Kansas now has been confirmed. I saw this morning. We've had our first death now in Kansas confirmed to be from vaping. We knew that they were looking at a couple last week when we talked to Jordan from the State Department of Health and Environment. That's been confirmed now. And so now, no doubt, schools are looking at ways to keep kids from vaping. And so we'll talk more about what Alabama's doing.
Tell me about the Minnesota Vikings.
No doubt someone is going to oppose this idea.
Oh, God. We needed something fun to talk about.
And we can keep this going past 11 o'clock if people want to weigh in. The Minnesota Vikings are introducing a new sensory-inclusive space at U.S. Bank Stadium for the 2019 season. The new space is for fans with autism, Down syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, dementia, and other conditions who may require a calm, quiet space at times during games in what can be a loud and overwhelming stadium.
I can hear the text message.
Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren said, games should be accessible as possible, particularly for fans with special needs. The room is not huge, 6 feet by 12 feet, has low lighting, beanbag chairs, sensory toys, and wall displays. Earplugs and noise-canceling headphones will be given to those who use the room. The sound-protected space will be staffed by two licensed behavioral specialists for every home game. The Vikings and U.S. Bank Stadium staff also were trained by Culture City, a nonprofit focused on creating inclusive environments for people with autism. For those who are familiar with U.S. Bank Stadium, I am not. The room is located on the upper concourse near the southwest escalator behind section 346. This is out of NPRnews.com.
I've got it from Fox Sports, too, as well, Jamie. And I think it looks, you can see what it looks like. Yeah. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Twitter account. It's at KMBZ Radio.
6 feet by 12 feet is not very big.
No.
This is a tiny room. In fact, I would be a little claustrophobic, I think, in a space like this because it's a narrow, it was probably a closet. It was probably an equipment room or something. It's just a narrow, long space, but it's a quiet space. And generally people with some of those disorders that they're talking about, particularly autism, are more aware of the noise and more triggered by the noise, more easily put into anxiety in a loud place like that, particularly a game. And they just need a break.
I don't want to criticize the size of the room, but it does look small.
It's tiny.
But if you're a parent of some of a child with one of these disorders, for lack of a better word, Down syndrome, PTSD, maybe you have PTSD, your son or your daughter has autism,
or just anxiety disorders.
Do you take them to a Chiefs game? Because this is at a Vikings game. You know, 80,000 people, it's a football game, it's loud, theirs is indoors, yours is outdoors. And I'm not saying do or don't, I just want to know, do you take your kids that are perhaps on the spectrum or one of these situations to Arrowhead? And if you do, what happens if something causes a reaction, if something triggers them to a reaction? How do you handle it? Because Arrowhead is the loudest stadium I have ever been in my life, and I've been in a lot.
Well, they pride themselves on that. They've reached those records. I would imagine the only real option you have is to take them out of the stadium.
Leave?
Is to go to the parking lot. That's not going to save you from noise, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, the parking lot is still, it's an open stadium. The parking lot's still going to be really loud.
And so, it's a party.
So you could be in your car, maybe, but that's going to take you 10 minutes, at least, to get out of the stadium into your car. And then you got to deal with getting back in. What the thing that I am most impressed about with this is that they're having two licensed staff people for every home game. Now, we're not talking about a lot. How many home games?
Eight.
Not a big deal. You know, we're talking, what, 4 hours a game?
10
probably.
With the preseason, so 10, you know, 10 games.
Okay, so 40 total hours mm-hmm. of time, maybe, that you've got to have, you know, two licensed. So it's not costing them a ton of money. That's my point. This wasn't a huge investment, but that's pretty impressive. They could have just set that room up and said, parents take your kids or whoever. But the fact that they're having professionals there to guide people through and to help is amazing.
And it's not, it's kids are the focus. Yeah. But if you, I mean, I imagine, and I have no idea if you have been overseas and you have fought and loud noises at times or some kind of violence, and you're going to a football game, so you kind of have to take that into account. But if that causes a reaction for you and it triggers you into having some sort of flashback and you have PTSD, you might need to go to a room like this as an adult. I have no issue with this. I think it's really cool that they would do this. Where else should this be?
And I do have the question that you had, which was, because this is the reaction I'm expecting some people to have. Well, just don't take your kid. Why would you ever go to a place?
Right, that's what I wonder.
That is naturally inclined to be a triggering environment. But maybe your kid is a milder case. Maybe mm-hmm. they've always just really wanted to go see a football game in person.
And you know the risk going in. You know what? If that's a great point. You got a kid. You watch the games. It's the one thing that keeps him focused. Mm-hmm. All right? He loves Sundays and watching the Chiefs with you. Or the Vikings in this case. And he's got his purple Randy Moss jersey on or whatever. And you have never been able to take him to a game because you know if something does happen, you have to leave. It becomes a bigger ordeal. This provides you a safe space for that kid.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. My question is, should we have these everywhere? Should more places build these in when that downtown baseball stadium gets built? Should there be something like that for Royals fans?
Where else? Yeah. And think about where do you go where, because again, the reaction is, well, just don't go to that place. But where are places that you would go mm-hmm. more of if there was just a small little getaway? Where else should we? Because
I'm that one chance that it does happen.
And adults, too. I mean, mm-hmm. just people with anxiety disorders who just need to get away for a few minutes.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls coming up after the news. Mike, hang right there. You're going to be our leadoff hitter. We got more lines that are lighting up. What do you think of this idea? Should it happen at Chiefs games? Or are you on the side of, look, just don't bring your kids to this kind of an event if they have Down syndrome, if they have autism, because that's not the right place for them and life ain't fair? Feel free to voice that opinion. 576-7798, and where else do we need these rooms?
The Minnesota Vikings are introducing a new sensory-inclusive space at U.S. Bank Stadium for the 2019 season. It's small. It's 6 by 12 feet. It has low lighting, beanbag chairs, sensory toys, and wall displays. It is for fans with autism, Down syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, dementia, and other conditions who may require a calm, quiet place at times during games than what can be a loud and overwhelming stadium. The sound-protected space will be staffed by two licensed behavioral specialists for every home game. And so we're asking you, where else, particularly those of you that have kids or yourself may have issues with some of the things we're talking about, or just general anxiety, where sometimes that environment gets to be overwhelming and you need to get away. Where else should we think about putting a space like this? Into the text line, several of you have already told me that Worlds of Fun has a sensory room like this, that Kauffman has two quiet areas. And so where else should we think about putting in a room like this?
I love this idea. I think it's fantastic.
Again, the thing that impresses me the most is that they're not just setting up the space for people to just go in and use, that they're going to have two behavioral specialists there for every home game. So that way, it's also someone who is an expert in those behaviors and can show you that, you know, so in theory, if your kid is kind of mm-hmm. worked up, that expert can help calm your child down.
Let's talk to Mike in Concordia. Mike, you're on KMBZ. Go ahead.
Well, as a Packer backer, it pains me greatly to agree with what the Vikings did.
Right? It's kind of dirty, isn't it, Mike?
Isn't it, though? But I've got a 16-year-old son who is autistic, and he loves sports. So what we did, we started taking him to high school games and built it up through college games. And then when we took him to Arrowhead, we bought him a pair of headphones that he controls the volume on. His hearing has been tested one step below dog hearing. So some noises just really hurt him a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, if and I don't know if you go to Arrowhead much.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to, you know, Sprint Center much.
No.
But would you take advantage? You would take advantage of something like this if it was you.
Well, only if that's what he chose to do.
Okay.
He would have that option. My philosophy is, if he's not welcome, I'm not welcome.
Interesting. Okay. And but if there were more places that had this, you know, let's say it was Sprint Center, it was Kauffman Stadium, it was Arrowhead, he would be welcome more. And therefore, would be.
Yes, yes.
Hey, thanks for your phone call, Mike. Appreciate it. 576-7798.
Interesting. A lot of people have suggestions. At the mall, which can be crazy, particularly around the holidays. That would be a welcome addition to the mall. You know, you're going to take your kids with you. It's not designed to be a room to babysit, nor is it designed, I think, to be a space where you're going to be in for a really long time. Somebody said, you know, the room at U.S. Bank Stadium isn't going to have a view of the game. That's not the idea. I think the idea is just get away for 10 or 15 minutes, calm you down before you go back out.
Listen, I've never had to deal with having a child on the spectrum or having any of this to deal with. When something like this happens, the game doesn't matter. Right. Making sure your son or your daughter is okay and can calm down, that's what matters. Well, you know, this room is great, but I can't see the game. Who gives a rip?
Well, they're going to have you don't necessarily need to be in there with them.
No.
That's why they're going to have these two behavioral specialists in there. So if you want to go back out to the game, go for it.
Let's talk to Ashley in Kansas City. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, guys. Wicket, we've been praying for y'all.
Thank you very much.
My 13-year-old is very high-functioning on the spectrum. I love what the Vikings are doing. It absolutely warms my heart. My concern is it sounds like it's kind of on the back 40. Section 300, it sounds like it's way up high. And it's a 72-square-foot room. So how accessible is it going to be to get a child there? Because when a child is in the mode where they're going to have a breakdown, you've got to get them out of that situation right now.
That's a good point.
Time is of the essence. There is nothing that, you know, and you can't be standing in line because, oh, well, we're already at capacity for this room.
Now, to that, I would guess, Ashley, that most people aren't going to bring their son or their daughter who are autistic to a football game. I think at the most you're looking at 5 or 6 in the building, I think. And maybe this is green light stuff or a dozen others. I don't know.
It's not a lot.
I can't imagine that the demand for this is going to be 20 kids deep.
I hope that that's the case. And honestly, if I were taking my son, I would be more likely to watch what's going on in the game, maybe from a parking lot or from somewhere close by, and be like, oh, well, this is a blowout and people are leaving, so now's the time for us to go so that he could get exposure without being overexposed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does. It surely does. Hey, Ashley, thank you for your phone call. And the other thing, too, she said, like, if you're lower level fourth row at this stadium. I've never been in the stadium. I've seen it. Never been into it. But if you're lower level fourth row and this is, you know, third deck back corner and you are, I mean, you're a 15-minute walk away, I'm going to bet that you, if you have your son or your daughter who is autistic, you try to buy tickets in that section.
Right.
You know, you're not spending the $190 for third row seats. You're there for the experience to kind of test out and see how things go. You know what I mean? So I feel like you would buy tickets in section 346 that would be by this. Like when I park my car with Britton in the car, I park near the cart corral for the reason that I'm going to put the cart back and I don't want to leave the baby in the car and all that. I think you set yourself up for the best situation here.
We are designing a new airport terminal right now. And a couple of you have pointed out that some of the big airports like Atlanta have this already. I can see how the airport would be an overstimulating environment.
Good one. Yeah.
Especially if you're going through security, it's a lot of people, or if you're rushing to get to your gate or if you have time in between flights, I could see that being something really good. And somebody pointed out they would go to the Kansas City Symphony if there was a room there, especially if you're going to some of those big dramatic loud pieces. I mean, the symphony is designed to be really, you know, really fill that room, that would be a place that you could take your kids to.
576-7798. Kelly on KMBZ. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi, I think it's a great idea. I admire the Vikings for doing it. My only concern is that if it's a really nice space with a really good view, there are going to be people trying to fake it who don't belong there and ruin it for everyone else.
From what I can tell, and Jamie, maybe you have a different view, it looks like there are no windows.
There are no windows in this
room.
It's
just a... Saying it's a cell block is the wrong thing to say, but it is a... There's no windows into this room.
It looks like an old equipment room that they just painted the walls of and put up some toys and lowered the lighting a little bit. It looks like it used to be a really big closet.
So, Kelly, thank you for your phone call. I just don't think that... The bad thing is, and Kelly's right, people would figure out a way to exploit it if they could. But there's no windows. It's not like, hey, man, we got standing room. You fake being autistic. We'll go in there. I'll bring my beer, and we'll watch the game from here.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Unfortunately, there are people that would try to do that.
Plus, they're going to know pretty quickly. I mean, it's going to be staffed. They're going to know pretty quickly when you get there that you don't have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be obvious, the kids that need to, or the adults that need to use it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.